Well, this has been a rough wildfire season in the western U.S. Extremely hot and dry, many regions seeing less than 25% of normal rainfall, a lot of land destroyed. Last month's Range 12 wildfire in southeast Washington state burned more than 176,000 acres, much of it valuable habitat on the Hanford Reach National Monument. Now, the monument was set aside in 2000 by President Bill Clinton. It's one of the last protected places for many sensitive desert species. Anna King of Here and Now contributor Northwest News Network took a look at how the now charred and blackened swath of land looks.
Heidi Newsom unlocks a tangle of padlocks, then pushes open a 12-foot-wide metal gate. Newsom is a wildlife biologist with the federal government, and she's closely managed this dramatic desert landscape for nearly two decades. But now, this place she loves for its beauty and solitude feels greatly disturbed, eerie. We roll onto the reach. Everything's gone, shadowed with black ash.
It was a little frustrating, and yeah, I was upset.
Usually, it's beautiful here. The reach has long been a tightly protected swath of land. First, an enforced security buffer around the Hanford nuclear site. In 2000, it was set aside as a protected federal monument. That's kept it from grazing, the plow, and development. Within its bounds, Rattlesnake Mountain and the last undammed stretch of the Columbia River. It's been home to hundreds of elk and dwindling species like sage grouse and burrowing owls. Now, a lot of that's gone.
I've cried before, and I'll probably cry again after I get over the shock of what's happened.
Our first stop, a burnt-up desert oasis called Rattlesnake Springs. We have to hike there.
Okay. Wow, you can smell the char out here.
Yeah. It smells like ash and dust.
We weave through stark greasewood shrubs and grass and sand. Sweat and dust mingle on my face. Finally?
Oh, it's like a huge canyon, kind of like a grotto, and there's these beautiful trees. What kind of trees are these, Heidi?
These are mostly Pacific willows, and there's some black cottonwoods there.
This once lush place is all fed by an ancient underground spring. A few of the trees have managed to escape the fire, but a large chunk of this oasis isn't suited for flocks of migrating birds anymore. Back in the truck and further along, Newsom negotiates deeply rutted sandy roads and the ash. Usually there are sagebrush, bunch grass, and desert crust here. Now there's nothing holding the talcum-like soil. Newsom says dust storms are already popping up, and there will be running mud later on when the rain and snow hit. Still, some species are benefiting from all this destruction for now. A half-eaten dead snake tells the tale. This guy, small mammals and lizards, have little cover from raptors like hawks and owls.
They'll have a lot of prey for a short time, and then it's going to be very little prey for a long, long time until this recovers.
Recovery time. That's the problem. Newsom says fire is coming too often. Should be every 50 to 80 years, not every 5 to 10. The slow-growing desert species here can't recover.
It's just one of those things, I guess, that you pick yourself up again and go on, you know.
For Heidi Newsom, that means planting trees, protecting them from elk with tall fences, and planting pencil-high sagebrush. Two previous fires scorched hundreds of thousands of acres in the same area. With this year's fire, some sensitive areas have been burnt over three times in the last 16 years. Now Newsom is working on a plan to help restore 3,500 acres. Just a fraction of what was destroyed on the reach this year. But she's competing against other land managers for resources, with increasing fires across the West. For Here and Now, I'm Anna King.